Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 43 degrees and overcast. Today's Monday, May 7th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. Around 100 Sitkans turned out on Saturday to scrub, scrape, haul, and hammer at the second annual Volunteer Day on the campus of Sheldon Jackson. But there was at least one non-Sitkan in the crowd, Representative Sharon Cisna, an Anchorage Democrat, who is testing the waters for a run for Congress this summer. Cisna and her husband, Sid Atwood, were on a snorkel lift with Alaska Arts Southeast Director Roger Schmidt when I caught up with them. This was no brain trust or secret policy meeting. The three were washing the windows of Allen Auditorium, the centerpiece of the Sheldon Jackson National Historic Landmark. Cisna represents House District 22, the university and medical area of Anchorage. She says more people come into her district to work than reside there. Something about washing windows on the oldest campus in Alaska put her in an upbeat, if metaphorical, mood about education.
It is a boom, but it's part of a boom that nobody's really paying attention to in a real serious way on the state side and the federal side, mind you. We're not really looking at it with really good vision, with the lights really bright enough so that we really, and not actually able to see and hear the people that are actually experiencing it.
Cisna rose briefly to prominence last year for her open defiance of the Transportation Security Administration's new rules regarding full body scans. The 69-year-old has undergone a mastectomy. When a body scan at the Seattle airport last February detected evidence of the surgery, she was directed by the TSA to a pat-down, which she refused. She told reporters that a prior physical hand search had left her feeling violated. She eventually returned to Alaska by car and ferry. The incident has since influenced her legislative agenda. It also touched a nerve with the public.
Yeah, I've thought about it a huge amount, and I've talked with, gotten letters from more than 2,000 people wanting to talk about that very subject. And most of them haven't wanted to have it be a big public thing because it hits people real close.
Cisna agrees that the TSA incident is symptomatic of a larger disconnect between the federal government and Alaskans. It's a view she shares in some respects with the state's sitting congressman, Don Young. One distinction she draws, however, might be that she feels better equipped than the incumbent to restore the conversation between Alaskans, their congressional delegation, and Washington, D.C.
It's been a kind of evolutionary thing for me because I've actually been active in the state now since the late 60s and have known Don Young and had different conversations with him more recently than distant. He and I do have very similar feelings about the TSA situation. And his background of actually having gotten them the original funding and an early part in that, and now he's terribly disappointed in what they've done. But I think one of the things that's different between he and I is that I'm one of these people that always wants to jump into the middle and get at it to make things work, to get the job done. And he's a person who has been in that job for a long time, and it hasn't been done. We haven't gotten the part that is essential, and that's Alaska to be considered.
Cisna has served 14 years in the state legislature. Two other comparatively unknown Democrats have also filed for the primary election, which will occur near the end of August. Cisna says she considers no one, not even Don Young, to be an opponent. She wants the campaign to be about ideas. During her 24-hour visit to Sitka, Cisna planned to meet at a local cafe to discuss the TSA. Then it was back to Juneau by ferry. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
It's little ideas that start everything.
That's
and then
right.
It's people sticking with them.
Yeah.
Haynes Representative Bill Thomas spent much of this year's session working on the state's operating budget. He also got projects into the capital budget for his widespread district, made up of villages and small cities from Metlakatla to Prince William Sound. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Thomas has focused for several years on reducing energy costs. Angoon's Thayer Lake Hydro Project got a chunk of money this year, but there weren't many others in the capital budget. Still, Thomas says one funding measure is a sign of progress.
The renewable energy bill is critical to all rural Alaska and urban. It's $50 million a year for the next 10 years. If we have the money, as long as we continue to have the money, people will continue to retire diesel and hopefully put in wind generation and hydros.
The Haines Republican also praises a loan program to help build transmission lines and generation projects that was added in by the Senate. Other legislative funding approved this year will benefit fishermen and women.
Working with the governor, we put a lot of money into the hatcheries and into the harbor programs here and keeping our boat harbors working. You know, that's what we call our road to resources starts at the harbor.
Projects are in Sitka, Saxman, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, Hoonah, Heidelberg, Port Alexander, and Skagway. Thomas also worked to find money for a small veterans home in Haines.
We don't have a home in Southeast, and our veterans have to go elsewhere, and typically they end up passing there, and then people have to go get them, but the people wanted to stay home, and that's Southeast.
It will house 14 to 20 veterans when completed. The home will be named for Tlingit leader Walter Soboloff and noted Haines veteran Howard McRae. Thomas was among lawmakers backing other legislation for service members this session. The Vietnam veteran sponsored a measure banning picketing and protesting during funerals. Another would have sped up the professional licensing of qualified vets. A third would have set a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. They passed the House, but not the Senate.
I think it was a dishonor for them to hold up honoring the Vietnam veterans' Welcome Home Day, but that was their choice on the other side.
Thomas has served in the legislature since 2004, representing a winding district with about 50 communities, many of them quite small. The most recent reapportionment plan takes away some of those towns and adds Sitka, which will become the largest community in the district. He's running for re-election in what's for now called District 34. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
The villages of Sitka and Angoon are connected again by sea. The state's fast vehicle ferry, Fairweather, on Thursday made the first voyage in 6 years between the two communities. The Marine Highway System dropped the Sitka-Angoon trip in 2006 after the ferry Lakanti was converted to daytime-only service. That left travelers between the two towns to find their own way by float plane, fishing boat, or a ferry trip that might involve a two-night layover in Juneau, depending on the season. The resumption of ferry service was more than just a scheduling decision. Sitka and Angoon have family relationships going back literally thousands of years. Tribal leaders from both communities used the Fairweather's arrival to reconnect the ancient peoples of Baranoff and Admiralty Islands. Here's an audio postcard from ceremonies last Thursday at the ferry terminal.
Today was a good day for me and the Kagwan town. I traveled with my fathers from Angoon, Deshi Town country, on this new trip. We want to thank all of those that have been involved in making this new connection possible.
It was a death knell for people from Angoon and Sitka getting together. It completely changed the connections, and it was almost 100% that the Angoon people would go to Juneau.
A lot of times we never have gone to any potlatch just because too far to travel. You have to go to Juneau and then back to Angoon. And to come back here, you got to go back to Juneau and then back to Sitka. Why couldn't we just make a straight run to Angoon and enjoy our potlatches with our brothers and sisters over there?
It's very nice to be here, and I just hope the next 10,000 years will be similar to the last 10,000 years of the interties between Angoon and Sitka. We're just moving from the brown wooden canoes to the blue steel canoes, as we like to refer to them as the blue canoes. So I look forward to many, many more generations of extremely close ties between Sitka and Angoon.
My name is Dale Williams. I'm the vice chairman of Sitka Tribe. I can remember the very first ferry that came to Sitka. I'm old enough to remember that. And that was 1963, and our whole community came out and cheered and waved, white and native. I can remember before that ferry service started, the only way to get here was little Grum and Gooses or PBYs. The mayor remembers that. We're the same age.
Present you with our... And it is root beer.
The ice cream melted.
And thank you for coming, and please come back, and anything Sitka can do for any of you, you'd like the city to help you with, we're here.
For years and years, we've been asking for the Marine Highway to restore the service. And frankly, I wouldn't care if it's the slowest boat that they've got, as long as it directly connects Angoon in a reasonable time frame.
Alaska Marine Highway hits Ateyadu. Yadu Toko, you hit Atkikaka. Yadu Hatkik Sadi. Sheet Kadak. Oktawasago Kunukchi Shatai Kohi Yakten.
An audio postcard from a traditional ceremony of greeting at the Sitka Ferry Terminal last Thursday. Some of the voices heard include Herman Davis, Andrew Gamble Jr., John Nielsen, Bert Stedman, Dale Williams, Cheryl Westover, and Marlene Campbell. The Fairweather will run between Sitka, Angoon, and Juneau through the summer season. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander calls for rain, highs around 47, southeast winds 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, rain showers, highs around 48, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, low temperatures around 40 with rain diminishing late. This is Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka.